All right, so this is the session on growing in understanding our emotions. So I think I already know the answer to this, but my first question for you is, how do you feel? This is growing, I already know, tired, that's why I know. I knew what you're gonna say. But, you know, at other points in the day, there may have been some other things going on, like excited or overloaded or whatever. I think it's possible that, you know, there could be people here today who their emotional state is just distressed. Between sessions, they checked their voicemail and found out that their dear friend had just had a miscarriage, and they can't even believe that they're still here right now. And it wouldn't matter what I said in this session. What they're going to experience during this session is distress. And there's no way that, nothing that I'm going to say that's going to turn that off because of how much they love their dear friend. Or others of you could be feeling elated. Maybe before you came, you 3 days ago got engaged to your best friend. And it doesn't matter what I say, I'm not taking that away. I'm not taking that away. Some of you may be thinking, well, I don't really know that I feel anything right now. I'm just here waiting for what's going to be said about growing and understanding emotions, and I don't know that I feel anything about that. Your emotions are so calm, it doesn't even feel like you've got emotions. Okay, is all that good? Is it bad? Is it indifferent? Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. So let me just throw in parenthetically here that I'm not going to make any distinctions between feelings, emotions, and affections. For some of you, that may be a bit frustrating when I tend to just use those words interchangeably. And here's why I'm not going to get into it. I think it takes someone smarter than me to do a good job of just parsing out all those nuances. And so I'm just going to lump them all together and refer to them interchangeably. If you are a person who does understand how to parse all those things out and the nuances between them, would you just please show me grace by doing that in your mind when you hear me say a word like, you shouldn't have used that word. That's really affections. That's not emotion. Would you please just translate it in your mind for me and show me grace like that, please? I also want to just mention that Alistair Groves and Winston Smith's book, Untangling Emotions, has provided a lot of the structure for how I'm going to walk us through this today. I found it to be a very helpful book. I had read it once, and then when I was preparing this, I went back and read it again, and my second reading through was just especially helpful. So I would recommend it to you, and I would recommend reading it twice. Okay, so we're going to be unpacking what God's Word says about emotions, so I think it's worthwhile to ask, do culture and God's Word line up? Do they say the same thing? Do they differ? Where do they say the same thing? Where do they differ? Okay, think about this in your mind. Okay, here's one of culture's views, I think. Emotions are everything and they express the truth. They are completely trustworthy. Would you agree that that would be a cultural view of emotions? And Groves and Smith point out in their book that the loudest voice in the room when it comes to culture, at least in the Western world, tells us that our emotions are everything. They're the thing that defines us most. And we live among a people whose actions and cultural practice proclaim over and over again what you feel is the most important thing about you. So, given that starting point, the next step that culture takes isn't surprising. If the most important thing about you is your feelings, then you need to express yourself pretty much at all cost. Do not deny your emotions. That's why we value getting it off your chest, just letting off steam, being honest, say what you feel, those kinds of things. Because if the emotions are what's most important about you, then they should not be restrained. It can also lead to actions that you have to take because a situation is making you feel bad, or you need to take it in order to feel good. So we might pull back from a friendship that makes us feel bad about ourselves. Or we might do community service so that we will feel good about ourselves. And either way, the end goal is how we feel, right? And just as a side point, it's also, I think, a reason why we place such great importance on self-worth and value? Because we need to feel good about ourselves. And so self-worth and value becomes very important with this kind of cultural view. Now, there's the other end of the continuum too, which I don't think is as prevalent, but I think it still exists. I think it still is there, and that is emotions are nothing and they are not to be trusted. I don't think it's as dominant, but I think we can find the belief that emotions, don't trust them. And you can call this view keeping a stiff upper lip, stoicism, being imperturbable, being matter of fact. Sometimes we get the message from culture that strong people are radically in control of their emotions. Can you think of any cultural icons, figures, characters that portray that? What do you say? Were you throwing up one there, or you were?
Cowboys.
Yeah, I think you know the John Wayne kind of stereotype, maybe. I had to search online for some help here because I'm not all that culturally literate.
Vulcan.
Okay, thank you. Is that like Dr. Spock? Is he a Vulcan? Thank you. Because that when I searched online, it was like Dr. Spock, Dr. Spock. And it's like, is it Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Trek.
Okay, anyway, I'm obviously not a fan of, aficionado of either one of those. Janet could probably beat me hands down on anything that comes Star Trek at least, Star Wars, right? Okay. But anyway, my understanding is that Dr. Spock would be radically in control of his emotions. In fact, according to what I found online, Dr. McCoy would say Spock doesn't have personality and is cold and distant. Okay, then there's another one too. This is from Frozen. Okay, see if you recognize, I think this is a song. Don't let them in, don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel, put on a show. Make one wrong move and everyone will know. Oh, some of you are singing it, right? So there's that other end of the continuum. Emotions are nothing and they're not to be trusted. I think we get both. And let's just think about some takeaways from these observations. We're going to unpack this more, but I think we should say that these cultural views of emotions communicate some very important things, and that to some extent, they reflect what God's word says. Like, really? You're going to say that? I am. So first, let's think about on the emotions are everything end of the continuum. I do think that we learn some important things from that end of the continuum. One is emotions are valuable. I think God's word would agree with that. Emotions are valuable. Another is your emotions tell you something important about yourself that you might not recognize without emotions. Another, emotions are important to others. And if we want to love and serve them well, then we need to seek to learn from the emotions they experience. And then another is, it's good that our culture places value on giving voice to the things inside of us, even when it's not comfortable. Okay, so that's the emotions are everything. I think there are some things that we can learn from that. What about that other end of the spectrum, the stiff upper lip crowd? I think that crowd also communicates some things that are important and that to some extent reflect God's word. One is, it can be dangerous to let emotions rule us. Another is that the expression of emotions can do great damage to other people. Another would be, a focus solely on emotion can spin us out of control. And emotions are horrible masters. So I think culture is communicating, they don't know it, but they're communicating some things that God's word would say, and we're going to unpack these things more. So if we put emotions on a continuum from spit it all out to don't let anyone see you cry, I think probably most of us swing more toward one end of the continuum or the other. Can you see that in yourself? I can see it in myself.